ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम प्रेम, ओम प्रेम, ओम आनंद। व्हाट इज प्रेम? डिवाइन प्रेम, गॉडली प्रेम, अनलिमिटेड प्रेम, स्पिरिचुअल लव इज द इटर्नल नेचर ऑफ द सोल। एंड वेयर देयर इज लव देयर इज पेशेंस एज वेल। वेयर देयर इज लव रेस्पेक्ट इज ऑल्सो देयर। Where there is love, attachment does not exist. There is difference between love and attachment. Attachment creates fear. Attachment creates worry. Attachment creates things, negative thoughts. Attachment brings jealousy inside. Different aspects. Attachment is vice and love is virtue. So how love changes into attachment? Because love is natural, cool and calm. The quality of water is natural, finishing the fire. If you put the fire on the water, fire will finish. If you put fire in the water, fire should finish. But what it is that the nature of the water changes? That water begins to boil and burns the hand whoever touches kettle or top, whatever you have put on the fire. What is the reason behind that? The fire acquired or have taken the quality of fire in itself. We are cool souls, we are loving souls, we are pure and peaceful souls, but what it is that we lose that balance of being calm, patient, understand the situation? What is the reason? Natural nature of the soul is peace, but we are not peaceful, very upset, very imbalance. What is forcing us or pushing us to lose our natural coolness, natural peace and natural love? What what it is actually. Body conscious is a total answer. But what is behind? I when I comes with a hook, if you write big I, body conscious is big I. Big means big body. It is body conscious. Water became hot because the top came in between. You became stubborn because I. And when this big I comes in, the first thing is what comes in it. What it is that you are doing? Why are you not doing this? And third thing is, I want this now. Have patience. Have understanding. Wait. No, I want now. It's I with big hook. And when you write small I, it's a dot. So reason is, Baba said, become a mobile museum so that dot is visible in you. And if I don't want to have dot for a minute, stop for a minute, patience for a minute, and I have my own want, you lose your respect. Your impression gives that the soul is not imbalanced. Then how can the experience of bliss? Bliss is not experienced. Today Baba said, you swing in the swing of bliss, but only when you swim in the ocean of love. So if love for my own true quality is this, then automatically my connection is with Baba. And in that experience of godly relationship, I have quality of silence. I have quality of peace, quality of patience. Otherwise I feel insecure. Otherwise I feel I am being ignored. I am not being understood. So impatience makes you body conscious more. And why, what, how comes in. And so this is why Baba says, become a mobile museum. Become a mobile museum so that where you are, first thing is, peaceful state is visible. Peace and patience are two sides of the same coin. If you have a currency of 500 note or $100, one side is right, another side is fake. Would the value be of $100? Would it keep it? Value is, no matter how many values you have, your value is gone. So in soul consciousness, first most important is patience and peace. But then it is the soul gets power for the self. and is able to empower others. Soul is naturally loving and respectful, pure and peaceful. So all of us are here in Madhuban to study, to learn something more, to improve our stability, to improve our personality, to recognize our own quality and nature, what we have in ourselves. So you are most welcome. All of you have come with love, as Baba said, that it is not the plane, but the plane of love has brought you here. So what you have, when you have come here, what it is that you have to keep in mind? Most important thing is, today Baba said, it's godly university. If I am a good student, my whole interest would be to study, to learn every time, every step, something I am learning. And I am transforming myself from the nature which is not wanted, even I don't want that nature. How would others like it? Deep within my introspection, today Baba said, in order to be free from attraction, temptation, or influence, you need to be introspective. Inner inspection, inner meeting in our own selves. So this quality or original nature of purity, peace and love is based on my own checking of myself. Not that other check me. If others certainly have to check, I will react. I would say, you don't have a respectful vision for me. But when I look in the mirror of my own self, with the detached consciousness of my own self, even the small weakness to me will become big to see. And this is the meaning, is that Ganesh was given a new head. The body was the same. What was given to him? A new head. The neck was taken away and put another neck. And what is about this neck which has to be changed? First thing is head itself. It is called head, though, but head has many other things, no? In head, I, soul, the head of the body live. So I have to change. And I, instead of big I need to become a small I. Just a dot. That is me, Baba says. It is effort to become bodiless. It is effort, really, because in 1 second, is to become body conscious. And in body conscious, I comes with what, why, and want. Because then my desire has to be fulfilled immediately. Impatience will make me see, ask me, why it is not like that. Situation will make me create question. What is happening? So we have come to finish, change, transform actually. One head changing, Ganesh is called wisdom of wise, destroyer of obstacles. So any obstacle in my own life is there. It's not that others can remove from me, but with Baba's knowledge, the knowledge I have taken in the right consciousness, with the right way, and I have the intoxication that I am studying in the Godly University, I will pay attention what Baba is teaching. And this is why always advised that please, you have come to Madhuban to take the benefit, full benefit. And for that is, that's why Baba has kept these classes and you are kept busy. And take the opportunity in every class. Opportunity, it's fortune to listen to the what is being offered, because something new will be always from any teacher. Doesn't matter senior teacher or junior teacher, a sister or a brother, whoever is present on this seat, Baba would be giving to all of us what we have to improve. And for that, I need to have flexibility to study and to have the, to be fond of being, proud of being a godly student of God, Father and the University. Each sentence of today's Murli makes sense when I am revising it. Understanding with which consciousness Baba is speaking to us. So you have come to Madhuban, the beautiful scene is seeing so many Baba's children here, though one class is happening at the same time, Malaysia and Indonesia, one language together, separate class. But even then, this class, it looks very beautiful, like full. But all are really full there as well, and become full here as well. So we have come here to exchange, to receive something and to give something. To let go of other thing, one thing, and let the space made something more valuable, more beautiful, more uplifting to me. That's the purpose of study. Or coming to Madhuban, apart from pull of meeting Baba and the joy of being in Baba's home, wherever you are. You are based in Madhuban, Gyan Sarovar or Shantivan. It's called Madhuban. Going to Madhuban. Many are now, as number is increasing, many classes take place only in Mansarovar. They don't have a chance to come even to Shantivan. Mansarovar is making them angels. And Gyan Sarovar is transforming, having a dip in the lake of love and the happiness and Baba's teachings. So it is a meeting, gathering all, classes are happening at one place. Classes are, all foreigners' classes are taking at one place. This is why Murli is in Madhuban, but classes are here, and that's why you cooperate yourself and you cooperate others to create enthusiasm and meet and greet each other. Okay, so now, what will you carry with you? What will you carry back with you? You take Madhuban with you. Take back Madhuban with you. How will you take Madhuban with you? How? In your heart. Achha. But Madhuban was in your heart there as before as well. But how? From this visit, what will you take back? But Madhuban, I advise you take Madhuban with you. Means, whatever is being given, every time, every class would give you one thing or two things special. Any teacher, doesn't matter from which country, from which place, because when you are sitting here, Baba is giving at that time what souls need. The person is not teaching you, but Baba is using the instrument to share what you need. And one or another thing from out of class would definitely give you insight. Something to learn more, which you did not have before. So pay attention and note it. How to take benefit from Madhuban, or take benefit from Madhuban, because this is the first official class that we are taking. So what you have to take with you, I advise take Madhuban. Now, would you take photograph of Madhuban? There are many photographs already. But from what you are being given, either in the morning class or in the other classes, please have that feeling of receiving from this, picking up a swan, being a swan, being a holy hans, and with love and attention, pick up something which stays in your heart, and write, make a notebook. This I advise every group. Make a notebook. What it was the gift of today, which really has given me a new vision for myself and new vision for the situations. Then you will automatically remember this scene. When it was, write a date and write. Either you go in Baba's room and what you experienced. You liked it, you enjoyed it, write it. You are sitting and meditating in dome, enjoy it and make it firm in a sense that when you have written it, in 10 days or 5 days or 8 days, as many days you are, at least one or two things would have definitely given you benefit, extra, or realization of extra. So keep that notebook with you. And when you go back, make this a firm determination to read every day what you have received fresh. Nothing is fresh, but yet it is fresh because it has an idea behind it. Baba's Murli is the same repetition, For every day is something underlined. It is the same Murli which repeats after 5 years. But every time when I read, I feel something new. Very enthusiastic, very loving, very touching, gain realization. Even today, swim, sing, and swing, va baba va, va my fortune, va baba, my baba, beautiful song of love. Then swim in the ocean of love and swing in the balance of supersense of joy. In blessing. So continue to see, is my personality becoming like that, that I'm always swinging in the swing of supersense of joy? Have balance, swing. If you are holding only one rope, you are paying attention and gyan very much. You are like holding one rope. And might think, perhaps this person is going to hang himself if you are holding one rope. Two rope, one sun, one subject does not bring balance, need to bring balance. Two rope makes a swing. Gyan and yoga. Third is, if you are holding all the time, you need to sit. You need to sit in a seat, but be connected with the hook or with the powerful tree strength. Knowledge and yoga, when I sit in it, or knowledge and yoga sits in me, I sit in it, or it fits in me, sits in me, then I am swinging. Many situations are coming, up and down, up and down. Nobody is saying, oh, this person is fluctuating, going up, coming down, going up, coming down. What they say, oh, swinging, very nice swing. That is makes, when you are swinging, others are enjoying your swing. Even they are not sitting. Means remain happy and give happiness to others. Share happiness. Right? So balance means having four subjects. Vishnu's arms. Receive it, digest it, and give it. Receive, imbibe it, practice it, experience it, and give it to others. Listen, understand, become worthy, clever, and then give it to others. This is the balance. So, you are making a note of anything of us, like example of today's Murli only, then if you are here for 10-15 days, 10-15 jewels you have collected, read it every day, the whole scene will come back to you. Madhuban is going with you because it's the, when for example you go to visit a place, though you go only for a short time, the picture remains in your mind. You don't forget. The experience remains with you. So in order to remain fresh, repeat it every day. Second thing is, if there is still something in your self, any habit, any situation that is still biting your consciousness, anything that has been from the old world, which is not gone away from me, go in Baba's room, sit down and write a letter to Baba from your heart. Put it in Baba's box. You would say, but somebody else will read. No one will read your personal letter. And anyway, language is different. You are writing in your language, and who has the time to read everyone's letter when they do not know each other either? You are writing and Baba is reading at that time itself. Before you write, it is reaching him. But I need to be honest. Honesty wins Baba's heart. And so with this, be free. So that third thing is that when you go back, before 1 or 2 days, go in Baba's room again and ask Baba, now you write letter to me. What should be my further guidance from you? Let Baba touch you as a trustee. You become detached and let Baba touch you. What your future, what your efforts, what kind of service you need to do. Self-service and service of others. New consciousness will emerge. Something new Baba will touch you. And carry that letter with you. That you don't need to put in the box. That you put in box here and here. Another aspect is that you are here in Madhuban. It is a variety of sanskaras. Natural. Different souls have different kind of nature. We need to accept new ones are also here and old ones are also here. My vision is to understand and with patience understand what it is behind the soul. Everyone has come to Baba, to meet Baba. So soul has definitely come to receive something from Baba. Let Baba give him, even through myself, or even through her own efforts, or in the atmosphere. So you are having good wishes for each other. Create good feeling in your mind. Create a lot of respect. Doesn't matter what the squalid soul is. Learning and transformation will take place. As it taking me so long, how can another person be changed so long, so quickly? Our old sanskaras, if I am hearing Baba every day, 30 years, 40 years, 60 years, 67 years, still taking time. So how can I say, why have you not done this? Why should finish why and help? How can I help with good wishes and with pure feelings to that soul? Sometimes it is you need to have a detached observer and observe it, but make sure you don't absorb the negativity of anyone, either where you are at work or you are at home or wherever you are in the gathering. I am a detached observer and the bestower of blessings. Yesterday we spoke about it. Baba as a seed is giving an incognito way. Baba as the sun giving the power, the light and might. And Baba is the ocean. You can swim in it. You can touch it. Sun you cannot touch. It is touching you. But water, ocean, you can have a dip in it. Love as much as you want to offer. An experience can experience by appreciating every moment and every class what you are listening with interest, because you create that atmosphere. You are helping the person who is there. It's not only who's here is actually teaching you, but you are creating the atmosphere of receptivity and interest. This creates a respect natural for self and for others. So, there would be, when you are together, of course, taking care of each other. Yesterday I also revised this, because some perhaps were not present. So, when I'm meeting first time, always drawing attention, your health is also important. Then you are able to take the full benefit of it. Balance is needed in that as well. And food is also important. Of course, it is Brahma Bhojan and very tasty. Now, 3-time lunch is offered here. 3 times. You say, no, lunch is only 1 time. But 3 times. Morning breakfast, is it breakfast? How many things are on the table and how many things are there when you are going to get your plate in front of the one, those who are distributing. So take only what small amount. If you eat everything, naturally, then lunch again, everything, body will react, and then you feel, oh, I don't know what happened. It's Brahma Bhojan, how can it cause harm? No, but it's important. If I take too much, I don't want to throw it away, because every contribution that comes from others comes from the heart. It comes with great love. It comes with great kind of feeling of my Baba and my Yajna. So I value it. So I cannot force myself either. So better I take small amount. And if I like it, you can have 2 times, 3 times, no problem. And also, do not mix yogurt and milk together. If you are having yogurt in the morning and you are then going to have a cup of tea, milk tea or coffee milk, this milk and yogurt are not friends of each other. They fight inside. And stomach problem takes place. And then you say, I don't know my stomach problem. I cannot reason, because body inside does not accept this. So this is also important. And due to any reason, if health is not properly giving cooperation, please immediately go to dispensary or help other person who is with you to get the medicine for you or take you to the wherever it is need according to the need of your situation at that time, because there has been situation such that person is alone, has the medicine, but did not take the medicine, and then it became fit, it means became unconscious. One does not know what is the reason. Later on was found that medicine was not taking. So if nearby, in your room, someone is really patient and take support, give support to understand his situation or her situation and give cooperation. At that time, it was not here, even ambulance, and the person had to be taken in a sheet, like no children are carried on that. Now for temporary, we have ambulance from hospital to be in case such case. But of course, there would be a time when a new ambulance has to be bought, so that in that situation we can have a permanent ambulance for Gyan Sarovar visitors or residents or for anyone. So what my point is that please, in this way, and not question of detached, there it is taking care of each other. That's also important. Now this is the instructions, detailed information of importance of class, of importance of keeping my stage elevated, importance of learning from each other, and also importance of anything is still in you, most welcome to come and talk, take time from Dharti Ben makes the arrangement to meet the groups. At the moment Dharti is not here, but she is from Australia, but giving Shona Ben, there you can check with her, she would know which group is meeting, but you can, it is announced anyway, but if any personal talk is there, it's also possible to talk. Now 15 minutes more, you have time to ask any question or anything. And yes. Mike de na. Aap hi laake de do na. This is my ear.
Okay. Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
This morning you were talking about us souls becoming first Shuddh, then Pavitra, then Pavan. Could you please elaborate on that?
Yeah. So it was Swachh. First step is clean. Clean and clear mind. Baba is washerman, washes our all the dust we collect in external environment. So he makes Swachh, like dust we don't put on ourselves, but automatically from morning till evening we wear and we feel it is dusty. Many things, either were somebody would be speaking one thing, other would be other person, and dust has fly in the air has come on me. So Swachh, for 2500 years we have collected dust without knowing it. So he makes, he is a washerman, he washes away. That is Swachh, first clean. Second thing is Shuddh. Shuddh is no mixture in it. Now we hearing God's versions. Before we had bhakti versions of human beings' experience. and we were trying to see our face with somebody else's eyes in a mirror. But what they experienced, it was according to their circumstances, their devotion or their karmic accounts. So there is a mixture in God's praise as well. There is also mixture in the knowledge that Baba has given. So many, Baba said, real things are made into stories. So it is a mixture, like real oil. People mix chemical in it. You have real ghee. It was called only ghee, right? When another type of ghee came, then Dalda came in, we started saying, Shuddh ghee, pure ghee, means nothing is influencing it. And it is not mixture of the other people's experience, because circumstances, karmic account was different. So when we hear somebody relating about someone's nature, their account is with each other. Why should I take it in myself? It's called mixture. And so people, something would have gone wrong, but when they are repeating, five things are imagination are also mixing. In the bhakti, same in the behavior, same in the relationship. So shuddh. Then comes purity. Purity is the original quality of the soul, which creates respect in us and respect for others. Purity is our original, eternal qualities of the self. So I am a pure and peaceful soul. I am a pure. My home is also pure and peaceful. That is my real strength. That's my beauty. That is my dignity. That is my royalty. That is my worthy life, makes my life worthy. So as a Brahmin, I first thing I adopt is pure food and purity, means celibacy in life. But purity, not only celibacy, because sannyasi also lives celibate. When husband and wife do not get on together, can also live without indulgence in vice. An old age still become a natural pure. If they are sick, they are also living celibate. So celibacy is not enough. It is actually celebration. Purity enables you to celebrate the life. That is joy. Inner happiness comes with it. And you feel belonging to Baba. I'm child of God. I'm Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumari. So I live natural with that kind of feeling of innocence. Purity, like an innocent child who does not attract it towards the physical organs of the self or physical organs of others. No attraction, no influence, no gravity to each other. Because body is made of element, earth, and this body conscious becomes, creates gravity. And naturally, gradually, you begin to keep the company and you don't realize that we begin to, instead of liking the quality which is given by God, we begin to like the person's physical form. And then I said, let us have a cup of tea. Let us, but you understand me better than the other one. And in Hindi, cup tea. Cup of tea, peete peete, cup tea ban gaye. So then you begin to make excuses. Mother, today my too much work was in the job. Yesterday was well late because there was too much traffic. Today I am late because something else, road work was going on. Jhoot, kapat. So in this way, impurity can take place in many different ways, where falsehood and deception to the self and deception for others also comes. But purity is the inculcation of all virtues. My vision, my versions, my attitude, my detachment, and at the same time very loving. You become the embodiment of pure love. God is love, but ever pure. Brahma Baba made so many young daughters, youth, gave the power to become pure. How did Mama Baba created this power of purity? Dadi's power of purity. Because personality was not any selfish motive in it. Not I consciousness is not there, an attachment to anything is not there. Even to my own personality, then it is purity, royalty, where I don't beg anything from anyone, but I am bestower and giver, and share what God has given to others, which is perfect and pure. And then pavan is that where you become your attitude inside, vision, vibrations from the mind are empowering other souls. Pavan, patit pavan, so sato pradhan stage is called pavan stage. The truth in me reaches on its perfect level. The light of knowledge, the light of purity, the light of peace, the light of love, the light of truth, the light of wisdom automatically become natural highest level. It is called sato pradhan. 100% purity in myself, and at the same time, pure heart, pure feeling, pure vision for others as well. So that is called pavan stage. Patit pavan. So Baba's vision for us is always reminding us of golden age, reminding us of bodiless soul. So he is accepting us as we are, but not actually accepting that I stay in degraded stage. He knows that I have to clean. As a washerman, he gets the dirty clothes. As mechanic, he repairs our motor car. Mechanic does not say, why have you brought the motor car to me? Why have you brought... The doctor does not say, why have you brought a patient to me? So it's my natural nature to make other souls, vision of soul consciousness by seeing them as a soul. So 100% soul consciousness and God consciousness. Soul conscious and God conscious, both power are working together. It means, in one sentence, spirituality becomes reality in my life. Sat satyam shivam sundaram. I am truth. I am benevolent and I keep myself beautiful in a sense that I stay in my natural, pure and peaceful life with all the qualities. I think now Yogesh Bhai is here. Is Yogesh here?
15 minute ke baad shuru karenge.
Yeah. So of course you have been listening a long time. Now few minutes silence and then one question more you can ask. Om Shanti. Totally, of course. And one thing, I know that it is announced about the contribution for the yajna, and I'm not sure whether you have collected it from where you have deposited yourself the thing or not. Otherwise, if it's here, you can give it here. If not, then you can come in Dadi's cottage and can give. And in certain situations, it is the instrument of the group collects from the country and then they give to myself. So,
naam likhe.
Yes, and it is also on your envelope should be the name of the country. The reason, because that all these different contribution, there are different projects in Madhuban, so it can be in this way easily this country has contributed, this can be used of this. So this was Moini Ben's suggestion that it is good, then we are able to see what we can use for which place like this. So but everyone from every country, it comes to this instrument here, and then it goes downstairs with Golak Bhai in the yajna. So it's I work as an instrument as to postman to deliver your post there. Okay.